Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Do you think you are part of that 75%? I really didn't think that I would be, but when asked to list out all the subscriptions I paid for, one or two slipped through the cracks that I totally forgot about, one of which was for something that I swore I canceled forever ago. Think about it. Between streaming platforms, apps, delivery services, and even parenting / kid subscriptions, though they all seem like small amounts, when pulled together, that's a pretty big chunk of your spending money out the door. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting time on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/morningcup. That's rocketmoney.com/morningcup. rocketmoney.com/morningcup. Today's podcast is brought to you by newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird
morning.
Cup of murder.
Random acts of violence can leave behind many questions. On March 24th, 2023, a man wielded his weapon against two women whom he had a connection to. A case that lacks many details and leaves behind a number of questions. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. On March 24th, 2023, at about 5:20 p.m., a 911 call came into the Nashville Police Department from someone reporting a shooting at California Avenue. Arriving at the scene, they found a 79-year-old woman, the homeowner's own mother, lying in the front yard with multiple critical gunshot wounds covering her body. Before they could fully tend to her, just moments later, other officers responding to the call found the homeowner lying about a half a mile away from her home, receiving medical aid by neighbors. Despite her serious injuries, this woman managed to tell the police that, upon walking into her home that evening, she was met with a gun being held by her ex-boyfriend, who immediately pulled the trigger. Completely terrified, she managed to run out the back door, but her mother, trying to manage her own escape, was shot before she could make it out the front door. They soon learned this man, identified now as 54-year-old Jeffrey Carlson, had run out the front door and tried but failed to carjack an escape vehicle. While the women were both transported to a nearby hospital to treat their injuries, both thankfully surviving the harrowing ordeal, other officers began patrolling the area, trying to find their shooter. As seen in a 45-second-long released body cam footage, Sergeant Michael Honeycutt, a 16-year-old veteran in the department, pulls up behind Jeffrey Carlson near the intersection of 55th and Tennessee Avenues, gets out of his patrol car, and draws his own weapon as he advances slowly towards the man whose back is turned to him. Yelling out to the man to show his hands, the video shows Jeffrey take about six more steps forward before turning around, taking a wide stance, and drawing his own weapon. As Sergeant Honeycutt yells to put the gun down, Jeffrey calls out a simple no. He demands he does it again. Again, Jeffrey says no. And in the middle of his third and final command, the gunman squeezes the trigger and the gun goes off. A gun that was not trained on the officer, but under Jeffrey Carlson's own chin. He He collapsed to the ground less than 10 minutes after the shooting first began. Sergeant Honeycutt is then heard calling for medics on his radio and secures Jeffrey's hands with handcuffs until backup could arrive. He was quickly taken to the Vanderbilt University Medical Center, where he later perished. According to a spokesperson for the MNPD, when later reviewed, finding out that the officer did indeed discharge his own weapon at the scene, the body cam footage showed how Sergeant Honeycutt's bullet missed Jeffrey Carlson. They said it was nothing more than a reactionary shot and that the bullet that killed Jeffrey was, without a doubt, his own. He was placed on administrative assignment, as are all officers who fire their weapon, while the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations handled the shooting. The case, since it is so recent, is very much so still developing at this moment in time, and little details might have changed since writing this episode. But seeing as the gunman has already perished, as long as the investigation shows that the officer did indeed miss his suspect and that the shooting was a justified reaction, there really isn't much more that can be done in this case. What we do know is that Jeffrey Carlson had no prior reports of domestic violence between him and the women whom he tried to kill. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear a terrible thing happened on March 25th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.